Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the upcoming forage season and how we're going to make it until the next crop year. In many of the parts of our state, we've had a fairly dry summer. Many of you have probably harvested less volume of forage than what you would have liked to have seen for your dairy herd for the next 12 to 14 months. So do you have some options? Well, obviously, one of the first things you could do would be to start to look forward to purchasing some forages from neighbors and others, maybe from further away, to carry you over through the shortage of what you've actually harvested on your farm. However, you may find prices that you're not too satisfied with. So if you have available land, here are some options that you might want to consider. Many of you have chopped corn silage early, so those acres are probably available for a couple of different types of crops. One, we still have enough growing season left to consider something like Sudan grass, as it grows very quickly and generally matures in about 60 days. So what are some other things we can do? Well, millet sometimes is used as a late fall crop as well, and again, it matures fairly quickly. Could either be used for grazing or baled into hay or put up for silage as well. This is Mike Brook with Research and Extension, encouraging farmers to take a look at their forage supplies, deciding what they can purchase and whether or not they need to plant something to harvest yet this fall or something to harvest in spring to tide them over until we get to the next corn silage crop.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.